From cheap laughs to toys that laugh and shake and pray, among other things, commentator John Fryer has this audio postcard from the front lines of the modern toy world.
My daughter Georgia is 4 months old and is interested in anything that makes noise. Give her a rattle, a spoon to hit on the table, or her new favorite toy, a crumpled paper bag, and she is happy for hours. Unless she drops it to the floor, then she screeches.
What do you want, your paper bag? Here.
This will be her first Christmas, and I'm already at a loss for what to get her. At this point, she'd be more interested in the wrapping paper than any gift that I could find for her. Right now, her favorite toy, excluding things in our recycling bin, is a stuffed yellow duck that we call Quackers. She likes to hear Quackers 10 to 15 times a day. He instantly puts a smile on her face. Quackers is not alone in the talking toy department. She also has an Elmo doll that says his ABCs.
H-I-K-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V.
And a little angel that my uncle gave us that prays over and over and over again. I'm not opposed to toys that talk, but does every toy have to talk? It seems like every box in the toy aisle has "Listen to me," "Press here," or "Try me" plastered across the front.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Talking frogs that sing in English.
Hi, I'm Lily, and you can count on me.
Or Spanish. And this little dog that teaches colors, numbers, the alphabet, and if you press the right combination of buttons, will eventually teach advanced algebra.
Please grasp a red square to choose a game. I'm a mystery number. Find me.
Then there's this rubberized ball-shaped cow. I don't even know what this is supposed to teach. Maybe I'm overreacting. I'm sure that these toys have been designed and tested with the best interest of my daughter in mind. But I can't help imagining Georgia being surrounded by a gang of talking stuffed animals, all asking her to touch the letter B or pray with them.
Let's sing and play games!
Yay!
For NPR News, I'm John Fryer.
Special thanks to WSUI in Iowa City. This is NPR, National Public Radio.